You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to the third episode of I Hate Dating. As you can tell, we now have music. I'm going to have to talk with Rachel afterwards to see. It's a little anger there coming through there, but that's all right. I think it fits our platform very well. Stacey, Paul, how you guys doing today?
Good.
So for those of you who are first listening, this is the show where we talk about everything that sucks about dating, which is everything. So I have my, Paul, Stacey, and our audio engineer, Rachel, is always here to make sure we sound as great as possible. We're going to talk through three stories that we found on the internet of trying to help people understand how they can make better progress in the dating world. We don't claim to be the experts. We don't claim to be the best. Just experienced and a kind ear and a non-judgmental voice to help you do that one thing we all hate doing, but we all have to do, right? So I'm going to jump into it, our first story. I've been dating someone the last few months. Before that, I was married for about 7 years. The marriage ended on what I thought was mutual grounds. But last month, my ex informed me that she actually wanted to fix things and was only going along with what she thought I wanted. A sort of, why hang on to someone that doesn't want me type of situation. In any case, this caused some confusion on my part and a big inrush of emotions. Primarily a lot of guilt and regret. I decided that I should probably end my new relationship and just reset myself. The thing is, I'm really excited about the new one. A couple of nights back, I got really screwed up drinking, etc., and had a panic attack. The morning after, my current girlfriend and I talked about my feelings a bit, and she suggested I may need some time to clear my head. She doesn't know I had the panic attack, though. The following evening, girlfriend's out of town for a couple weeks. I started to get really panicked again, and when it was time for bed, so I called the only person I had that could come for me, my ex. I ended up staying at her apartment. It was not sexual or romantic. I was only there to help calm my nerves enough to rest and relax. It worked, and I did feel better. Last night, I stayed at home alone. Everything was good. My question is pretty simple. If I continue things with my current relationship, should I tell her about me staying there? Everything in me tells me I should be honest, transparent, and forthcoming, but there's another side that says it was nothing and it will cause unnecessary pain, doubt, and damage to any future trust. All right, we'll start with Stacey on this one. Stacey, what do you think?
Oh, man. Okay, women, you are going to be so mad at me, but don't tell her. What she doesn't know won't hurt her. I'm sorry.
What?
If it was innocent and nothing happened, don't tell her.
Don't tell her.
Listen, you already know the woman is going. She's going to be mad. She's
right.
Going to, go off. She's going to be mad at the fact that you went, crawling back to your ex, because that's what she's probably going to think. You went crawling back to your ex.
That's because that's what happened.
Okay, but nothing happened.
Right.
It was innocent.
Yeah, but here's, all right, nothing happened. You spent the night of your, all right, so I have a very closely held belief. Don't do anything in a relationship that you would not want your partner to see a video of you doing.
I agree.
Okay, so here's a man. You spent the night with your ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell her.
Nothing happened.
Yourself in the same position. You really wouldn't want to know.
Well, wait, before we go there, Paul, what is your stance on this one?
All right, so I'm in a new relationship, and so how long have I been in this new relationship? Do we have the information on that?
New relationship. I think he didn't really say. He didn't say
like
directly.
Is this a relationship? This is my girlfriend.
It's a girlfriend. Situation?
All right. So this is his official girlfriend. You have an ex-wife.
Yep.
That ex-wife gonna always be an ex-wife. I don't know that we have any children together.
No children.
All right. So at this point, if you are in a new relationship, the ex-wife shouldn't be there at all. But on top of that, you felt like you needed to default to your ex-wife for help. In an emotional situation, you went to your ex-wife for help. So I feel like if you're in a relationship, yeah, you probably want to go ahead and talk that one out because your relationship's got an issue. I didn't come to my girlfriend.
Girlfriend was out of town.
Don't matter. She got a telephone.
No, I agree with
so,
you.
So I didn't come. But the simple fact is, honestly, that's an excuse. I used it as an excuse that she's not in town. I need to call. No, you wanted to call your ex. You were in a situation. You were in a situation and you wanted a reason to call your ex.
But
my girlfriend's out of town.
But I could leverage the argument that this was somewhat of a medical emergency, right?
No, like, it's not. It's a panic attack.
You ever had a panic attack?
Yes.
Okay, well, then it's scary.
And I know that if you have them,
right,
then it's a scary routine that you are used to.
All right, but it's a scary routine you are
used to. Unless that was his first panic attack. Well, then, yeah, then he probably thought he was having a heart attack. And well, in that case, he should have called 911, not his ex-wife.
Well, no, it's the second one, right, that we know of. So he had the one that he actually had the night before, and he was consoled by his girlfriend a little bit, but didn't tell her about the panic attack. The second one he had, he talked to his ex-wife.
He did more than talk to his ex-wife.
He went to her house. He went to her house.
He spent the night.
If you're a drowning man.
Does she live that far?
She couldn't make the ride back home. But here's the thing, though, right? If you're a drowning man and you see somebody who's swimming towards you, the worst thing you do is try and help that person, because that person's going to kick and stomp and scream. If you're drowning and you're in a panic situation, you're going to reach out for whatever help you can. He reached out, unfortunately, to probably the worst piece of help he could. But if you're in that moment, he's in that situation, that's the person he knows is going to help him.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Irvin is a very tall individual. He has long arms, and his long arms are stretched, reaching right now as far as possible, because that is a reach. You know, pretty well. Out of all his options, he decides to go to his ex-wife's house and spend the night while his girlfriend's out of town. So I understand what you're saying, Stacey. Right. You're saying nothing happened. Why muddy the waters?
Right.
And you said that women are probably going to crucify you for that, as well they should, because that's some selfish shit that you just said.
Let me say this. Okay. Was it wrong? Yes. I think we can all agree that he should not have gone to his ex-wife's home.
Okay.
If he had a girlfriend. The question was, should I tell her?
Yes.
No, we all know that honesty is usually the best policy.
Okay.
If you guys are building something, then you probably should be honest. However, be prepared to deal with the consequences.
Oh,
if you don't want the drama, then you need to keep your mouth shut.
How's this sound? Babe, you're out of town and I needed someone to call my ex-wife. I don't know why I did that, but that probably needs to be talked about.
Because
obviously there's something wrong with our relationship.
But no, he didn't call.
That's some super honest stuff. If you really want to go to the super honest. But ultimately what I am saying is, there's an issue in the relationship, period, and it needs to be addressed. So, yeah, you should go ahead and talk about it. If you're in a relationship and then you're trying, like you said, like you're trying to build on it. If this is just something I'm doing, then no.
But wait,
I'm not going to say anything at all.
Go ahead, Stacey.
I only feel like he needs to figure out what he wants to do with that ex-wife.
Okay.
And then maybe have a conversation with her.
Ultimately, he's not supposed to be in a relationship right now. He was married for 7 years. And when in your state of emergency, you went back to where you're comfortable. You went back to your ex-wife. Probably shouldn't be in a relationship right now, which is why I'm saying if this is something you're supposed to be building on, yeah, she deserves to know that.
But here's the thing, though. All right, so the way you said it, Paul, is like you should call it, you know, tell the girlfriend, hey, you know, I had a panic attack and I called my. You didn't call your ex-wife. You went over to her house and spent the night.
Oh yeah, all that.
So here's the thing: if you're gonna have this conversation,
have it for real, absolutely.
No, have it with the intent, like, okay, this ends the relationship.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely, and that's what I'm saying. You need to end the relationship because you shouldn't be with her anyway. You're not ready to be with somebody else.
But he's excited about it. He said, "I'm excited about the new girl."
I'm excited about a movie that's coming out too.
Hey, are you gonna buy a ticket?
Probably.
Good. Exactly. You're going to commit to it and go through with it.
So, I'm going to watch the movie because it's brand new and I'm excited about it. That's the only reason why he's excited about it. He went through some screwed up situation with his ex-wife and now there's something new that looks nice and shiny and pretty. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Yeah.
But
in crisis, I went back to that shit that I was used to.
Well, he went back to where he was comfortable.
Absolutely.
But he did not sleep with her.
Right.
What does
Which
that mean?
When it means that he doesn't want her in that way. He wanted that comfort at that moment.
He might not necessarily wanted something physical. And he was actually in a panic attack. He might not have been able to perform in that regard anyway. But the simple fact is, in every way that it matters, he went back home. And you're with someone else. So
the someone else was out of town.
The brain and the heart ain't living in the same spot. You need to let her know because it's unfair to her that she's thinking she's in a for real relationship and she's not.
I think that he needs to figure out what he wants to do with that ex-wife.
I think in a couple of weeks he's going to be cheating.
If he feels like he wants to be with that ex-wife, then a conversation needs to be had. If you feel like you really want to be with this woman and you want to be with this woman and not your ex-wife and you realize that maybe that wasn't the best judgment call, then you need to keep your mouth shut.
I mean, pause
so
at any room.
So what if she finds out?
Then tell her the truth.
But it's too late.
It's not too late.
No, if she finds out, it's too late.
Well, how is she going to find out unless the ex-wife tells her?
Everything always comes to light. The truth will always come to light. So if you just be honest about where you're at, then that's, you know, I'm sorry. This is what happened. I'm in a bad place, obviously. But I'm being honest. At the end of the day, probably will break up. However, it's salvageable because you're not a dishonorable person.
Okay.
you try to creep that shit and you get caught up, then you're just another asshole. And an ocean full of assholes.
My disclaimer is just be prepared to deal with whatever consequences may come.
I agree with what Irvin said, that you should tell her with the full intention of that being the end of the relationship. But at least you were honest.
Well, wait, though. Here's the question, though. All right, so if that's going to be the end of the relationship, does she deserve to know? Or should you just have the conversation like, listen, you know what? I don't need to be with right now. I need to take some time for myself. And should he just bow out gracefully and give her the dignity of I wasn't cheated on? Because here's the thing. If he gets it off his chest, he puts it on her back, right? So now she has to deal with like, oh, my God, what did they do? What did they do? She has to think about all this other
stuff.
That's
the decision he needs to make then. If he wants to just be over and end it himself, then he can do that. Or if he just wants to say this is what happened, is it something that we're working through or not, then that's something different. But at the end of the day, every person, every woman's always say, give me the ability to make the choice whether I want to deal with you or not, right? Tell me whatever that secret stuff is you got going on so I can make the decision if I want to deal with you. Isn't that what you guys always say?
That's what a lot of women say.
No, that's what a lot of women say.
She divorced herself from that. But to your logic is, no, don't tell me. You make the decision for me.
No, see, all right, here's the thing. So, you know what, let's do this. I think we're at a point where we should go ahead and wrap it up with, like, final words. So, sure. Stacey, what's your final – should he tell her or should he not?
I feel like if you want to be honest and you won't, you know – and you'll feel guilt if you don't say anything, go ahead, tell her. Just be prepared with whatever consequences may come forth. If it's something that you know was innocent, I don't think that you necessarily have to tell her. However, if you do tell her, just be prepared to deal with whatever consequences come forth with it. And at least you know, hey, you were honest.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Paul, what's your last word on this one? Should he tell her or should he not?
If it's a real relationship and that's somebody that he's building with, then you got a skeleton in the closet. And that's a suck feeling when you went in pure and now you got something to hide. Okay. So just throw it out there and chips fall where they may. Or you could be like everybody else and keep it to yourself.
All right. So I want to test your slippery slope here. Where is the line for what you do and don't tell? So let's say he didn't go to his ex's house. He went to the strip club. Did he still tell her?
I say tell him in both situations. I went to the strip club. She got a problem with that because I'm sure that I've been going to the strip club when we met before we got together.
First time. His boys dragged him. His boys said, look, we're going out for a beer.
I went with my boys to the strip club. Stop, but she said lying about shit for no reason. Like, if you ain't do nothing, what are we making shit up for?
All right. So let's say she said, you know what, don't have a – because, you know, I know that you're a vegetarian. So let's say, you know, that night you decided to have a bag of pork rinds.
Just because you wasn't here, baby. I went and ate a big ass steak.
Absolutely. You tell her?
24 ounces. Yes. I did it.
So own up to everything no matter what.
No. What I'm saying is if your closet doesn't have anything in it, don't start putting shit in it because we're not good at lying. So when we got to keep up with shit, oh, wait, I thought you said you did this. Ooh, I thought you said you did that.
That's now, a terrible feeling.
Now, whether I did something or not, I still lied about it.
Uh-oh. Okay, but there's a big difference between not saying something and lying. Now,
is there?
Because a lot of people say that there's lying by omission. Listen, there still is some deception there. If she asks him, what'd you do this weekend? And he says, oh, I just, you know, stayed at home, watched a few movies, was missing you, babe.
So do you lie to your
that's
man?
That's a lie.
Would you lie to your
man? Listen, if she asks, what did you do this weekend? And he said, you know what? I had a panic attack and I didn't really know what to do. And she goes, well, what happened? What'd you do? Well, you know, I went to Carol's house. Let's just say that's her name, hypothetically speaking. Right. Then you have to tell the truth. But if she doesn't bring it up, what are you bringing it up for?
So you know what she's going to do in that situation? First she's going to be pissed off you went to your ex-wife's house. And then she's going to be pissed off at the fact that she had to ask you about it and you didn't offer it up.
Ooh.
She's going to be mad about that. It's going to be added on top. It's going to be added on top because at the point, once she's already pissed off, she's looking for other reasons to be mad. So now I'm mad that you went. I'm mad that you didn't tell me. And I'm mad that if I didn't ask, you weren't going to tell me. Does this really sound that foreign to you guys?
Because
I'm getting a lot of confused.
Sounds crazy to me.
That you would be upset?
No. Don't get me wrong. I think that if I found out my boyfriend was at his ex's house, I would be upset. But if I asked him where he was and then he told me truthfully, I wouldn't be like, Why didn't you tell me as soon as I walked in the door? That should have been a conversation immediately.
No,
like,
not as soon as you walked in the door.
But no, if no, I don't.
To, so if you had
no,
to
because
ask,
I'm that person. I don't volunteer things like wow. that.
Well, then I think it's just it's a personality thing.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question though, right? So you don't offer up things, but are you intentionally not offering up things that you know are going to be are landmines for this other person? Right? It's like I know if you knew this, it would hurt your feelings, so I'm not going to tell you. But if you ever found out, if you ever asked me about it directly, I would tell you. I mean,
yeah, I'm that person.
So here's the line. But again, where's the line, though? So if I don't ask you, what did you do last night? And let's say you slept with somebody else. Are you not going to offer that information up? Because, like, you didn't ask me exactly who
I was with. No. That's different. Like,
how is it different?
Because that's unfaithful. That's infidelity.
But no, that doesn't. What happened is neither here nor there. Right. The simple fact is, let me just say this real quick.
Good.
The simple fact is you are setting the groundwork in the relationship that I have to now ask you about everything if I'm going to get it from you.
But
which means that
is actually a really good friend.
Because that's what feeds insecurity.
Like, I stay the night at my ex's house all the time.
That's fine.
It's platonic.
Then you shouldn't have any problem saying that. Is my point.
True.
So if I have to ask, then it's already ingrained in my head. Shit. Did I ask this question? Did I ask that question? Now I'm questioning you all the time because if I don't ask, you ain't going to tell me.
Ah, fair enough.
Now I've got an insecurity.
Now you got insecurity. All
right, he always questioning me. He's so insecure. Really, I wonder why. Because if he don't ask, you ain't gonna tell him.
Fair enough.
Don't ask, don't tell. When did the relationship become the military?
Oh,
all right, so we're gonna land that one right there. Here's our next one. So I'm resorting to hopping on here to ask for advice because this girl has me really throwing some curveballs at me. I'm not new to dating, although I've really only been 3 long term relationships in my short adult life. Recently coming off of one of about 5 months ago, so just now getting back on the scene. I met this girl organically. We've been out once or twice a week for the past month. Every time I ask her out, she is eager to go. We've kissed. We've had great conversation. Both of us have our stuff together with great careers. I'm in tech. She's an attorney. And we both own our own respective homes. I understand she's busy being an attorney and all, but I am always the one to initiate conversation. I've purposely been avoiding reaching out to her since Friday when she had other plans for the weekend, so we didn't hang out. I have not heard from her once. And if I was not on top of getting in touch with her, I feel that the entire relationship would fall off the map, which is the opposite of what I want. I could totally see myself ending up with this girl. So my ask, what do I do? Do I keep pursuing until we are in an actual relationship? Am I overthinking this? Am I wrong that she's actually not into me? In spite of in-person meetings going so well, I'm at a loss for what to do here. So, Paul, we'll start with you this time.
So... So what you're saying is that he doesn't know whether or not she's
not giving him anything. If he doesn't start the car, we're not going anywhere. So if he doesn't reach out to her and for conversation, for a date, she just goes completely dark on him. So should he keep, you know, searching through this dark room for the light switch or?
Yeah, that's so many times it's really different when people are hard to read. That's like the worst, you know, because you don't know what to do in that situation because so many things that we do are in direct response to what someone else is doing. So when you have to kind of fish it out on your own, most people kind of default to the worst case scenario. Like,
right.
Oh, she must not be into me, so therefore I need to react in a manner of which she's not into me, you know? So, I think anytime you don't know what's going on, then you need to ask.
All right, so I think this actually speaks to something that the way you and I see the world slightly differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea of for those of you who don't know Paul is a type of person here, and Paul, help me correct me, make it better.
Sure.
Paul's the type of person that is kind of more, let's see how things unfold. I'm not going to force things. Versus I am more on the more aggressive side of like, I'm going to find out. You're going to tell me. Now, I think in certain situations I might be more successful. In certain situations, Paul more successful. But I think this kind of speaks to, like, which path do you go down? Do you go down a super aggressive route and knock down her door? Mm-hmm. Do you go the more passive route and, you know, kind of leave it there? So we'll come back to you and think about it.
I'm going to correct you real quick, though. No, I'm actually quite notorious for calling out the elephant in the room. So
all right.
I'm not necessarily as aggressive, if you want to choose that terminology. But, yeah, I'm going to address something if I have a question, which is what I said to ask.
Good. All right. Excellent. So, Stacey, what do you think?
What I will say is that I do agree with Paul in terms of he should just ask. He's been pretty passive.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like now it's time to step up and be more aggressive and say, you know, hey, I really like you. I really want to see where this could go. Are you feeling the same way? Because I don't feel like right now the feelings are being reciprocated.
Sure.
And so I need to know where we stand. And then he can make the decision on whether or not he wants to move on or he wants to move forward.
See, I think I would step up my seduction game. I would let her see me with another woman.
Okay. That's the petty side of you.
So, but you know, you speak directly to what we're saying. Right. So why would you let her see you with another woman? The answer is because you don't know what she's thinking. And so you just assume she wasn't interested. Mm-hmm. So let me make her more interested by trying to make her jealous in some way or trying to let her see that I still got options or I can do other things.
And that's playing games.
That's 100% a game.
All right. So her not talking to me at all is not playing a game?
No, that's her doing whatever it is her life has got going on. You don't know until you ask.
Right. And I've been that woman. I can relate to this situation because I've been that woman where I've been like super duper busy and I really was into the guy. I just really didn't have the time that I wanted to give him at the moment.
And this you didn't show him and he didn't, or you might not have shown him and he might not have known. So the only way he's going to know is by asking. Now the problem is some people be like, well, I mean, we're just dating. I don't really feel like, you know, and if that's the case, at least then you know too. Mm-hmm. It's a status update.
Yep.
I've been investing time. So let me just check and see how my investment is maturing. Oh, honey, it's not. Oh, okay. Thanks for letting me know. At least now I know where I'm at.
But I can swear I heard both of you on this show at one point or another say something to the fact that a person will make time for things they want. This person is not making time for him. Go ahead and post that Facebook status of you and a bunch of other friends doing something really cool on a Friday night. Guarantee your phone's ringing the next day. If it doesn't, then you know she really doesn't care at all. But she's like, wow, you know, he has a life. He's not just sitting here waiting for me to call him. Then you're not that guy.
I don't agree. So what I'm saying is you're saying that you should do all these extra overt things.
Not extra overt things.
I mean, no, but you're doing
things.
Show
that you have a life.
But if you have a life, you have a life.
Right, exactly.
You don't need to put it on parade. Right. Because if she's too busy to notice you, then she's still going to be too busy to notice you.
Then you have your answer. But if you're going to sit here and be like,
you don't have an answer.
I really like you.
Because she might be just like Stacey was saying. Mm-hmm. Stacey was saying that she liked the guy.
Mm-hmm.
She just had a lot going on at that point in time. If you're talking to somebody who has a life, who has things going, that's usually a positive thing. However, most times, you when you first meet somebody, you don't just get granted into their list of priorities of things to do. You have to kind of work your way into that.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the working your way in process, if you feel like we've been at this for a little while and I'm not where I should be, then you got to ask.
Wait a minute.
Where am I actually? Because I don't know where I'm at. So you need to tell me.
Wait a minute. I remember when I was in a certain situation, you gave me directly different advice.
Oh, we're coming off the cuff.
Like he's calling you out.
He's calling me to the carpet on a completely different situation.
Right. No, the situation
on a completely different situation.
Possibly.
Do we really want to go here?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go.
So here's
my bags are packed.
So at this point, I was dating someone who I wasn't sure if she liked me or not. And Paul was like, you know what? Don't sweat her. You're putting on her pedestal. Yeah, she's beautiful, and you're acting like she is the greatest thing ever and that you're not who you are. Give it a few days and don't keep calling her and talking to her and asking her everything and see what happens. It worked phenomenally. Are you telling me now that I should have did something differently?
And I'm telling you right now that those are two separate situations.
All right, how are they different?
So I'll tell you how it's different. So my man here, he's trying. She's giving him no feedback whatsoever. He is completely lost as to whether or not she feels anything about him at all.
Right.
You, sir, had a completely different experience. And since you've opened the door for me to put your business out there...
That way, I know we're doing that.
I'm about to mush these dogs out into the damn wilderness.
Rachel,
right now.
I need you to turn down Paul's
mic. No, Rachel, we're going to turn Paul up. Because your situation, sir, you were getting time, you were getting dates, you were getting phone calls. What you weren't getting was everything that you wanted. And so I told you, sir, your nose is a little open right now. I sent you the Obama gift with him with the big nostrils. I was like, you need to calm yourself down a little bit because what you're going to do is you are going to overstress this young woman. And she's going to think that you are not able to handle her if she gives you any more attention than she already is.
Mm-hmm.
So chill out for a little bit. And what'd you do? You chilled out for about 3 days, the hardest 3 days of your life. This dude acted like he was on fast. He was calling me up. He was calling me up starving. Like, he's not even really the stuttering type. This dude sound like Ike Turner angry. What should I do? What should I do? So, yeah. And 3 days later, what does she do? She hits you back. Your business is out. She knows who we're talking about. You brought this on yourself.
If it's going to help the caller, I would make the sacrifice if it would help a young man out there. Because my belief, I think we see this differently, but I see merit in your points.
Saying, yeah.
But I see it differently.
Two different scenarios, though. Yours, you were getting feedback. My man's not getting any feedback. And in a situation of total lostness, then you got a map check.
All right, so here we go. So last word. So final word. So Stacey, where do you think, what's his final word? He hasn't heard from this girl. If he doesn't start a conversation, she will not call him.
Just ask her what's up. That's the best way to handle this. Just be direct, be honest, and ask.
All right, Paul, final word.
Same thing. You know, just lay it out there. You know, this is how I feel. I'm not getting this. What's up?
All right. Irvin's last word is, I think you need to up your seduction game, make her life living hell by her seeing you doing fantastic, wonderful things with other people. Not necessarily another girl. Don't make her think you're in the relationship. But let her know that you got the other stuff going on. Like, look, you know, I'm a hot commodity. Nobody wants what nobody wants. Everybody wants what everybody wants. So if she thinks you're just sitting by the phone waiting for her, she has no need to call you. And she's not so busy she can't send you a text message. So, dude, you really got to reassess what
you're. There's nothing wrong with fact checking to see where you're at.
Exactly.
But, you know, Irvin's available to play Monopoly and Taboo and all other kinds of games after the show.
All right, so here's our next one. I met this awesome single mom on Tinder. From her profile and photos, I think I'd really like her. So far, our conversation seems to be going okay. I asked her how old her daughter is, and she told me. I'm not sure how to respond without sounding creepy. I was going to say, oh, that's a good age. They're still sweet and fun. I'm a single dad myself, but I don't really want to use my kids to relate just yet. I want to focus on her and make her feel good. Any suggestions? I don't want to screw this up. So this guy's cutting for just some basic game he can, or not even game. What should his conversation be when he's dealing with a situation of blended families and stuff of this nature?
Okay. Stacey, we'll go first. What's the question again?
The question is, should he talk about his kid with this lady? Should he bring it up yet? How do you respond when a woman says she has kids and their age? Should he play the kid angle and play the father angle, or should he be more himself and say, look, you know, I'm a great guy and these are the reasons why you should be with me?
Just be yourself. If you naturally would ask questions about, you know, her children, then ask. And if that leads into more conversations about, you know, your family life, then fine. Just be yourself. Mm-hmm. And just ask questions that you normally would ask.
Fair enough. Paul, what do you think?
I think this dude is the definition of overthinking stuff.
Yeah,
he sits there and thinks, oh, you have a kid. I have a kid. Should I say anything about the kid? No, don't say anything about the kid. Let me write on the Reddit and see. Should I say something? No. Why not talk about the one thing that you know you have in common?
Because here's the thing. I think this is part of why we have this show, right? Because this is what makes it so hard. Yeah. See, if you're sitting there in person, real time, having a conversation with that person, mm-hmm. you can easily say, you talk about your kid. I talk about my kid. I can kind of gauge your reaction. We can go back and forth. Mm-hmm. And when you just throw out there in the ether, if he saw a picture of her kids on a Tinder profile pic, how deep do I ask about that? I don't know what's going on. Like, I can kind of get where he might have a little social anxiety about that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I wouldn't start off with, hey, so how old's your kid?
Right, no. Yeah, definitely not.
All right.
But if you're – so I'm assuming this is a Tinder message that he is sending to her, his initial message. Like, he doesn't know whether he should mention the kid in the initial message.
Right.
Ultimately, your initial message is to let her know who you are. Mm-hmm. So you see she has a child, and if that child is remotely close to your child's age, there's nothing wrong with saying, I am so-and-so, I do mm-hmm. this, that, and the third. I'm a father. My child is X, Y, and Z. These are just things that you're putting out there to let her know who you are.
Okay.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying, yeah, we have kids. Your child looks like they might be close in age to mine. You know, X, Y, Z, my son is X, Y, and Z. You know, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. But you're talking about yourself. You don't necessarily have to make comment about hers. You could just talk about yourself and let her draw the conclusion.
Excellent. All right. So here's a slightly tougher one. I thought we're going to stay on the family theme here. So I've known my boyfriend for 17 years. We're in our early 20s and have been dating since high school. We got to help all callers, right? We can't just.
No, I've known my boyfriend. We had our diapers changed together. Right.
So listen. All right, so I've been friends with his twin sister since I was 4 years old. She was the one who wanted us to get together, and I thought we'd be a great couple. I was truly never fond of his family, but I never disliked them either until recently. Now that things are getting serious between us, his sister has been trying to break us up and is extremely jealous of our relationship. Every time he stays over at my place, his mother gets annoyed and tries to guilt trip him into coming back home. He lives at home because college is extremely expensive and his way of saving money. We fought about his family before, and I've tried to tell him my concerns. He admits that he sees his sister trying to break us up, but does nothing about it. Now that we're talking about taking the next steps in our relationship, I'm getting cold feet because I honestly don't know if I want to marry into a family whom I don't like. I tried to like them for his sake, but they keep doing things that drive us apart, making me not like them. What should I do? Do I stay and deal with it, or do I leave? Stacey, what's up? What are your words on this one?
You may have to let that one go. I'm sorry.
She's known him since 4.
Yeah, but she can't stand his family. And apparently, look, his family's not going anywhere. And if he's not, you know, taking any initiative to try to resolve this conflict with his family, then he's choosing his family over you. He's letting you know, okay, my family comes first. So if you really dislike this family, you may have to let this one go.
Oh, wow. All right, Paul, what do you say?
I wish I didn't know their age, because, like, I feel like I have an answer for the young ones that would be different than an answer for...
Well, we have listeners in both. Give me both.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've been in each other's lives for 17 years. Like, his family is her family. Why are we acting disillusioned like you ain't part of the family?
Right? Right.
Like, so, I mean, family... I don't know that... So I'm going to try and address that if it was me. I don't know that just because I don't like your family means that if my relationship is solid, I don't know that I'm going to give it up just because I'm having family issues. Because I might not... I mean, the perfect person might not come with the perfect family, you know? Like, that's just asking for way too many things to line up. So, I mean, and... That's her family too. 17 years.
Yeah,
you grew up with that sister the whole time, like, and they're like going, like, if we're talking about 21, like, they just kind of going through that phase where I just want to break everything, I want to destroy everything, see how it comes back together or not. I mean, if your relationship is sound, I wouldn't let the family.
Well, let's go a little deeper. How about she has a conversation with this twin sister and say, what's up?
Been your bestie since 4. Like, why can't you squash that? Right. Why does he have to?
Why are you hating on our relationship? Now, the mom, that's a whole other situation. No, but the reason I'm saying she may have to let this go is because, not just because, okay, you know, you hate the family and, you know, you love the guy, but more of he's making a choice. He's making it very clear, like, my family's always going to come before you.
He's making a choice because he's not stepping in.
If he's not stepping up and saying, hey, sis, hey, mom, like, what's your beef with my girl?
Yeah, that would be a very mature adult thing to do.
Right.
But wait.
If he was 32. Right.
So let's rewind the tables back to when we was 21.
So at that age, then that's why I said she needs to just have a conversation with the sister and just say, hey, what's up?
At 21, a woman's a whole lot more able to be like, yo, why are you tripping, friend of mine since 4, than a 21-year-old boy talking about some, let me deal with this big adult issue of between my girlfriend and my family. That don't even sound like no 21-year-old dude I ever heard of.
All right. Well, all right, so going back to the idea that this is her family too, can she have the conversation with the mother?
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
All right, so she
because she's known them almost her whole
and
life.
And mom probably going to cut her throat with something hard. She's like, I watched you grow up, and I don't want that for my son.
But she has to be delicate with it. You know, you can't go in trying to check someone's mom.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
She has to go in humble and just have a conversation of, you know, asking, like, what's wrong, you know? Why is there tension here?
You've been around since 4. Like, that's your mom, too. Like, ma, what's up?
But see, I've always had the belief, though, that if you have family issues and you want to let the person who is part of that family biologically, let them be the shield, right? Like, you go through all the – you go through the war. You go through everything because everybody can easily hate your partner, but they can always love you. So I would never want my significant other to ever try to approach my mom about something because I know for a fact I can approach my mom and say things to her and have a conversation that you can't have. And, you know, and my mom would easily ostracize you from the family with the quickness. You can't necessarily do that, you know, from the other way around. So you got to be able to handle with kid gloves, I think.
Well, yeah, because she's known this family for so long, I think she can have a conversation with the mother. If she really didn't know, you know, the family that well, then I said, again, he should be having the conversation with his mom.
Fair enough. Okay, so final word. Paul, what do you think?
It's relationship maintenance. Management. You got to manage the relationship. I mean, if he wants, you're absolutely right, Stacey. He should step in and manage that relationship between his girlfriend and his family, regardless of age. So I'm just giving you a universal answer. You have to manage your relationships. And yeah, if it's your family that has an issue with someone, then you're the one who's responsible for managing that relationship.
Excellent. Excellent. Stacey, what's your final word on this one? Our last story for the night.
If he doesn't step up and doesn't try to have a conversation with, you know, his mom about it, then you may have to let it go. But I'm letting you know that you should have a conversation with that friend. And if you feel comfortable enough with the mom and you've known her that long, just go to her, you know, humbly and just say, hey, you know, I've just noticed some tension between us, you know, what's going on? And, you know, go from there. If he's worth it, it's worth trying to work it out.
I agree. All right, great, great show, you guys. Really appreciate it. And if you have a question or idea, you can send us an email to Stacey, what is our email address? It's
IHateDatingPodcast@gmail.com.
There you go. IHateDatingPodcast@gmail.com. Send in your questions. We'd love to read them on the air. And talk to you in 2 weeks.
See ya.
See ya.